Thanks so much for tuning in to Last Rockers TV, the podcast. I'm Erin Micklow, and since 2017, I've been traveling the world interviewing punk rock bands and filming their live sets for my DIY video interview show on YouTube. So if you'd like to see this interview in video, head over to Erin Micklow on YouTube to watch. And if you're interested in advertising your products or brand on this channel, you can email me at lastrockerstv@gmail.com. And lastly, if you'd like to further support my DIY outlet, please subscribe, share this podcast, and leave a review so I can keep creating this content for you. Thanks again for being here. Erin Micklow, and I'm here with Neville and Sugary Staple at Rebellion Festival.
Original rude boy, Neville Staple.
And I'm Sugary Staple.
Yes, you guys were amazing tonight. The floor was literally bouncing. Everyone was dancing so hard. It was incredible.
No, we enjoyed it so much. We always enjoy playing at Rebellion. Plus, once we know, like you said, the floor is bouncing, it's better. We love it.
Yeah, we bounce with them.
Yeah. Can you talk about how the two of you started playing music together?
Oh. Yeah, I think Sugary better tell you about that.
So Neville's obviously been doing this for years. I had a punky band in London. I also was doing other stuff in London, mostly acting, theatre and film. And then Neville was doing a 2009 reunion tour with the Specials.
With the Specials, yeah.
He'd already been all over LA. He was living there. He was doing stuff all across the world globally. And then the Specials reunion, they all got together. And I met him. He came to my town in Hackney in London. And he fell in love with me, didn't you?
I did. And I tried to be naughty and I was told off.
Yeah.
I told him, no, I'm not just like that.
Yeah, he pretended it was a party and there was no party. I went to this party that didn't exist and then he said, my hotel room's here, come and stay with me. And I just ran off into night because I'm not that kind of girl.
No. No, I was a rude boy. I was a rude boy.
Yeah, and I was a rude girl. Yeah. So I was like...
Good for you. Keep those standards.
Yeah. And that was it. We got together and the rest is history. I managed a band. I performed with the band.
And we're married.
And we're married. Yeah.
I was thinking that watching the two of you perform, that it's obviously when you have long relationships, what keeps the spice alive. And I would imagine, like, when you work with your partner, that's something that just adds a little extra to the mix or can add some tension.
Yeah, but no, a lot of people ask the same thing. What's it like working with your wife? Do you argue? Do you get on? We get on great. If you see us on stage, you could tell that chemistry between both of us. What do you think, Chibi?
Yeah, no, I agree. Because we're also best friends.
Yeah.
So we literally share everything. We do everything together. Well, most things. But we still can maintain our individuality, which is important as well. So, yeah, we just get on great. We support each other in all what we do. If I'm songwriting, if he's songwriting, if we're recording stuff, performing.
Remember, you do a little bit of filming. She does a little bit of filming as well.
Yeah. Do a lot of film productions. I also run a couple of festivals of my own as well. So I keep my stuff going as well as Neville keeping his stuff going. And we support each other, which is amazing. Yeah.
I think that's important, like, especially, you know, working in entertainment. It's if your partner doesn't work in entertainment, that can cause some friction sometimes too because they don't quite understand.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's true. And because we understand each other, Sugary performs and I perform. So because we've got that connection, and it's not like, oh, you do that, you do that.
Yeah.
We just get on great.
And a lot of it we do together, and we love doing it together. Yeah. So it's great as well.
I think that's apparent. You guys have really good chemistry on stage.
You got it. You got it. And you can see we enjoy being on stage together and with a band.
The band are brilliant. Oh, our band are just
brilliant.
Awesome.
They're brilliant guys. They're brilliant.
Fantastic guys. Yeah. Absolutely love them. Yeah, and I saw you with chemistry with your camera. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, for a while.
You were right there in the moment, girl.
Yeah.
Sometimes, too, it's like I get the shot I need, and then it's the best seat in the house, so I'll just put the camera down and just watch the shot.
I was looking at that. I said, that's a lovely, different hairstyle. I said.
Yeah, I love
no,
it.
No, you look, because it's attractive.
It's striking.
And it's striking.
Thank you.
So I was on stage with
yeah.
If you see me, I went over to Sugary. That's what I mentioned as well. She looks good.
Yeah, you do.
Lovely hairstyle.
Great.
Yeah,
thank you. Love it.
Danger! Hey! Something that's around. Better think of your future. Cause it's time to swing right out. Pretty problem, big time.
Can you guys talk about, you know, obviously with the specials being, you know, changing the music scene with ska and two-tone, but then can you talk about how that has kind of intertwined with punk? Like, obviously here at Rebellion Punk Music Festival, you see all the punks with their spiky hair and they're all dancing to the point where the floors are bouncing. And can you talk about how, you know, these musical genres have kind of melted together for you, and when you're making your music, how you bring it together?
Well, the energy that the specials had was a mixture of punk, ska, and blue beat. So the energy that we got, or because we'd done, we supported the Clash. So the energy we got mixed it from the Clash, and it just seemed to blend in. It seemed to blend in.
And it does. It works. It works really well because ska, even the traditional ska from Jamaica, was upbeat. You couldn't help but dance and swing your arms and bounce around to it. So infusing that ska with the British punk, it's just, you. How can you not love that? You know, everyone's going to jump around and enjoy themselves because it's got that upbeat flavour. Yeah.
Plus of all, it's got that energy, and mixing the energy with the ska, it was just something different. At the time, when you heard it, it was like, how come that mix with that? But then when you're in the energy on stage, mixing, like Sugary said, the ska and the punk, because I used to love punk.
Yeah. And I was a punk before I was a rude girl.
And when we supported the Clash, because they had that energy as well. So when we played with them, the energy mixing with our music, that was kind of great. A lot of people just think, oh, that's weird.
Yeah.
But they used to bounce around and dance to it.
That a lot, and it was a lot of the like the 90s punk bands that were bringing in that ska influence.
Absolutely.
And like even today, you know, you have bands like the Interrupters, which, you know, Tim Armstrong produced, and it's just heavily
but talking about Tim Armstrong, we've done something with Tim Armstrong. What was that? I can't remember.
And you were in LA and stuff when No Long Doubt Beach was starting out. Bands like that, because some of them supported you. You got them kind of on the road, actually. Say Ferris, the lovely Monique.
Yeah, definitely.
And they all had that punk flavour, didn't they? Because you used to say how...
It's the punk scar.
The scar over there different. Had that... Yes, it was more...
It was different.
You know, he loved it.
It was even more faster than I rear.
Yeah, yeah.
So I got used to that as well, because I had to... They played it, and I said, "Yeah, can go a bit faster." But they were doing it fast anyway.
Yeah.
So that was brilliant. But I've done the Vans tour, Coachella. Oh, that's so many I've done, because in LA they've got so many different gigs.
Yeah.
Mine have done so many in LA. I just can't even think. I've done so many shows.
You've got to go back. It's time to go back.
Can you talk about, you know, last year, Terry Hall's passing? Were you close with him at the time that he passed? I mean, obviously, you guys started the Specials together, and you did your other band after the Specials with him.
Fun Boy 3.
Yes.
Yeah, Fun Boy 3. We did get on in the Specials, and it wasn't close friends, mm-hmm. but I did feel it when he died. But Fun Boy 3, it was more with me and Linval. But with the Specials, there were so many of us. You got on with 2, 3, 4. But like with the Fun Boy 3, there's just 3 of us.
Yeah.
So, you know,
it's
easier.
You said you had a lot more fun, didn't you?
Yeah.
It's like all the jokes about ska bands and like how many freaking ska members do you need to screw in a light bulb?
Yeah. But it did hit Neville. We was on holiday at the time and it did hit. You know, if you lose, they made history together.
Yeah.
So, you know, and even now, a lot of the shows we're doing, Neville's honouring Terry's memory.
Yeah.
And others like Brad and Rico and, you know, other past Rankin members Roger. Of Q-Town, Rankin Roger. Mm-hmm. And he honours them. We mention them at most of our shows and stuff, and we keep the music going. And
yeah.
And Fun Boy 3's just, there's been a new release of stuff for that. There's specials, new releases.
That's amazing.
So we support it all.
Plus, as well, you've got to remember, I've done so many shows.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's unbelievable. And I still love it. And I still want to do more. And Neville, when are you going to retire? And I says, what's retire? What do you mean?
Yeah.
I looked over towards the end of your set tonight, and there was a woman in the front row, and she was just crying, and I was like, "Oh my god!" because she was, it was like happy tears. Like she was like, I don't know what her story was. Maybe it was that she was finally getting to see these songs performed live. Maybe she'd never seen you. Maybe she just is a super fan. But it was just
We never know, because even when they see us for the first time, and they see the energy, so the energy that they're seeing that we've got, it goes into them. And
I think it's a nostalgia as well.
Oh, yes.
I really do. It just brings back a flood of memories of that time. Where was you when you were first listening to the music? And it all resonates still today, doesn't it?
And the worst one, not the worst one, it's funny when you hear them say, when I was a kid, I used to listen. But I'm thinking, okay.
Well, was that too long ago, Neville, was it?
So, you know, you get a lot of that.
Yeah.
Well, I've been listening to the Specials from when I was a babe. Not baby, but from a kid. It's just weird. And then you see them and say, how old must I have been then?
Yeah. There's a lot of young fans now, though.
There were.
A lot of followers who are really young. And
because
it's lovely to see.
The generations below, they bring their children.
Absolutely. And like I said, the music is so upbeat and infectious. And the sing-alongs are brilliant.
Oh, I love it when
and
they
the
sing
lyrics,
along. Yeah.
Even today, the lyrics still mean something to them.
Definitely.
You know, you can still relate today. Yeah, love
definitely.
It.
Yeah. So can we, lastly, we'll close out with this, can we talk more about the new releases that you have coming out?
Oh, Fun Boy 3, re-release Sugary,
Yeah, there's a Sugary EP that's coming out in September.
Okay.
And that's got stuff where I've... So what's happened is we big up Neville. He's the star. He's the legend. He's the two-tone king. And Fonboy Three King. And I do a lot of stuff. I perform with him. I manage the band. I manage him, all his career, everything. But sometimes I've done writing and stuff, and it stays in the shadows. So he said, just put your own stuff out. So
yeah,
this is my own writing.
Some
collaborations, but it's a little EP that I'm putting out. The last one, which was Rude Girl Sounds, sold out everywhere. Mm. So we're putting that out.
Okay.
And then on top of that, we've got Fonboy 3.
Yes.
Exclusive.
Maybe
color.
You can... Sugary can tell you about the release of Fonboy 3, because like I said, I've done so many things in this release. And when I listen back to the re-release, oh, I don't remember that. Oh, yes, I do. So Sugary, you can...
There's a lot of stuff that was never released. So there's a box set for Fonboy 3, and it's got loads of stuff and alternative versions, and there's some colour vinyl of all the albums that they put out. And a lot of people think Fonboy 3 was just this fun thing. There's some really hard-hitting songs.
No, some of them thought it was all moody.
Yeah.
It said Fonboy 3 because it was a little take on it.
And you were having a lot of fun, weren't you?
It was like having fun like that. Mm-hmm. It was just a take in it. Sugary said, it was like, if you notice some of our songs on Fonboy 3, it was just...
But some were hard-hitting, weren't
hard-hitting.
Yeah.
Lunatics, that was when...
Yeah,
that's about Reagan and about Margaret Thatcher and about what was happening at
and
the time.
War and all that.
Yeah.
Still definite. Resonates today.
Yeah.
A lot of it.
So, you know, all of that. And like I said, the re-release and stuff, some of them I didn't even know about because it's material that wasn't even put out. Mm-hmm. It was like demos.
Yeah. Well, I can't wait to hear that. I know that you guys do have a bus to catch. So
we do.
Yeah, we have.
I'm going to close out. I don't want to take up too much more of your time, so I'll close with that and say thank you guys so much for giving me a piece of your time tonight. It's an honor.
No problem.
Thank you, Aaron. Lovely to meet you.
Thanks very much, yeah. This is your original Rude Boy Neville Staple from The Specials.
And I'm Sugary Staple, and you're listening to Last Rockers TV.
Last Rockers TV. Remember that. Watch it. Rude Boy tell you that.